Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Something didn't happen in New York on Wednesday. Nobody died of coronavirus, as far as we know. And that's the first time that's happened, or not happened, since March. That helps to set the stage for Phase 1 reopening, still set for Monday, as John Montone reports this morning. John?
Ellie, just 2 months ago, more than 500 people a day were dying of the virus in our city. And so now, with this wonderful news, the mayor says,
we're going to go forward with a vigorous, energetic approach that we must restart. Phase 1 must begin Monday. It will begin Monday.
That will allow construction and factory workers to return to work. And Phase 2, with the outside restaurant seating, could begin by early July. Now, New Jersey's already in Phase 1, or Stage 1, as they call it. In Jersey, Stage 2 reopening scheduled for June 15th with the alfresco dining, browsing in small stores, but with a mask, says the governor.
Stores must also provide special shopping hours for high-risk individuals wherever possible. We want them to erect physical barriers between customers and cashiers or baggers where practicable.
And plans are now in the works to reopen the Motor Vehicle Commission locations. In the governor's words, we'll have to find out exactly just what they mean, the state is planning to reimagine the MVC experience. John Montone, 1010 Winds News.